On a day that dawned gray and drizzly, the sky has brightened. It may be influenced by the sunny moods of Eagles fans streaming into Lincoln Financial Field. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick joining you for the Birds and the Denver Broncos.
Ajayi gets, no, that's a fake. Pass to Jeffrey in for the touchdown. Play action. Osweiler over the middle. It's intercepted. Robinson. Robinson at the 30, at the 20, at the 15, and out of bounds. Clement is at the 5. He's in for the touchdown.
Beautiful.
Wentz comes back to Ajayi again. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. At the 20. At the 15. 10, 5. He dives. And he is in for the touchdown. His first touchdown as an Eagle. A 46-yard explosion. Down the far side, and it's intercepted. It is Rodney McLeod at the 40. At the 30. Cuts back at the 25, at the 20, to the far side, and finally tackled at the 11-yard line. Another pick.
Having fun here at the link, Mr. Reese.
Rolls, looks, fires, touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey!
This is as one-sided a game as I can remember in ages.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, Instant Reaction. We're from Lincoln Financial Field late on a Sunday afternoon, and this is Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. And as you heard, it wasn't exactly the defensive showdown we expected it to be. The Eagles and the Denver Broncos, two of the best defenses in the National Football League. Well, on this Sunday, it was all Eagles all the time as they rolled up 419 yards of offense. They were 4 of 4 in the red zone, 2 of 2 on goal-to-go efficiency. Carson Wentz, once again, superior performance with 4 touchdown passes, and the running game, 197 yards against the number one ranked run defense in yards per carry in the National Football League. It helped that the Eagles took the football away from Brock Osweiler twice, and when you add it all up, a blowout win for the Eagles, a dominating win once again for this football team that has won 7 straight games by an average of 14 points per game. Let's get right into the locker room, and we begin with the newest Eagle, running back Jay Ajayi, 8 carries, 77 yards, and a scintillating 46-yard sprint into the end zone. Ajayi met the media after the game and said that early on, it wasn't really a decoy. He was just part of the game plan. When he had the chance to get the football, he made the most of it, took advantage of a great offensive line, loved the environment at Lincoln Financial Field. Here is running back Jay Ajayi.
You know, offensive line, man, those guys created the seam, and it's just about hitting it hard and making sure it gets in the end zone. I'm electric, great football town. It was exciting to, you know, see it for myself. Everyone's kind of spoken about it over the week, and it was kind of exciting to see it with my own eyes for the first time. I knew that I would have some packages. It was just about being ready for whenever my number was called and just taking advantage of the opportunity. It was special. First off, it's my first touchdown of the season, and it's exciting for it to have been in Philly and my first game as an Eagle. I don't think it could have been written any better than that. Yeah, special offensive line. Definitely believe we can do a lot of special things here. Great running back room. Glad to be a part of the dynamic that we have in there. I mean, look, that's a great defense that we just ran on. We put 200 yards on that team over there, and so I think you got to tip your hat to all of us that ran the ball today. I think we all did some special things out there.
The Eagles were concerned with the Denver defense, particularly Von Miller, edge pass rusher. Miller was neutralized until the game was way out of hand. Right tackle Lane Johnson did a great job along with the Eagles' scheme and the help from the tight ends and the running backs. Lane Johnson, after the game, very pleased with the performance of the offensive line and the offense in general. Lane, you're standing here. How do you feel? I mean, are you amazed at 51 points against that defense?
Yeah. I mean, we've been hearing how good they are at stopping the run all week. You know, obviously we have, you know, really good edge rushers. So we've had that in our brain from, you know, since last week. When you kind of have that fear, it kind of drives people to do things that, you know, they're capable of. So I think they had us on our toes and we went out and played a really good game.
It seemed early that you did a couple things going right at Von Miller, the option, whatever that was, and then the screen. Was that kind of the idea to kind of neutralize him that way?
I didn't want him to disrupt the game. That's what he does, is disrupt games. So yeah, we had some different stuff. You know, we had some speed option stuff, you know, where he has to read. We ran the ball at him a little bit, just try to mix it up a little bit.
What does that kind of game against that kind of player do for you?
Obviously boost my confidence, just with all the stuff in my past. my whole goal is just reach my full potential, show people what kind of player I can be, and just keep it going, man.
What kind of team can this be?
It can be special. I mean, we can be as good as we want, but it really comes out to the back stretch, and that's where all the important games are.
When you look at Carson Wentz, everybody must go, this guy just lifts everyone's game around him. That's the mark of a great quarterback, isn't it?
Yeah, really what I say, I see a guy who comes in at 5:30, who's so tired by the end of the week, you can just tell how much effort and stuff he puts into the game, and that kind of motivates me to, you know, go that extra mile for him.
Different perspective for you, Lane, last year at the bye, this year at the bye. What's this week going to be like for you ahead?
It'll be good to reflect on, you know, what we've done, but, you know, towards the end, I want to get into Dallas, and you know, that's a big game for us. Anytime we play Dallas Cowboys, a huge game, division opponent, and it's going to be us too for, you know, to win it, so everything's in front of us.
You're definitely giving the idea that there's no letdown here.
I mean, it's really mentally, I mean, how do you approach the game? I think it's what good teams do. Kind of guy that I watch, you know, you see Tom Brady, who's just kind of like a robot, man. He doesn't get too high on, with victories and too low on and losses, so keeps it even.
Thanks, Lane.
Yep.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org.
And how about the wide receivers? Alshon Jeffrey had a big game, targeted 11 times, 6 catches, 84 yards, 2 touchdowns, working against a Denver defense dubbed the no-fly zone. Well, you'll hear the reaction from Alshon Jeffrey. Alshon, to do this against that secondary, the way that the Eagles, and really the whole defense, the way the Eagles move the football, what's that say about this offense?
Sky's the limit, man. We're just working real hard. We're taking whatever the defense gives, and we're trying to execute every play. We're just working real hard and just believing one another. It just starts in practice.
There were a lot of people who wrote this week, yeah, the Eagles, they're going to face this secondary. They play man-to-man. They play press. Great test for you guys to get open. Did you think that the wide receiver group showed anybody anything today?
We're just working hard, just believing ourselves. I mean, they said it was a no-fly zone, but I don't know, man. The Eagles fly high today.
How about the first touchdown?
This is a great call, great scheme. I think Coach Peterson, Coach Frank, all the other offensive coaches, they seem to play in the way they play defense. So it was a great call, great scheme.
The chemistry with you and Carson getting better and better?
It starts in practice, I mean, but I think we always been working each and every day. So, I mean, it shows up in the games. I mean, here and there's a few throws and catches I'm pretty sure he could take back. But it's getting rolling. But at the same time, I mean, he's always been there. It's just that it's just this game, you know, you never know.
Alshon, you've been on a team that's won 7 straight and has been as dominating as this at any level of your football career?
My rookie year, we started off 7-1, but we didn't finish pretty well. So
you think this team is in better position to finish?
Most definitely. We're a lot more focused, and I'm a lot more older and mature than when I was younger. So, I mean, plus we got a lot more guys in the mature and know what it takes, and I won a few Super Bowls. So
ready to roll?
Yeah, yeah.
Center Jason Kelce has been with the Eagles for a long enough time to know when he's got a good thing going. But what the Eagles have now is a great thing. So I had a chance to talk to the Eagles center who's playing outstanding football and try to get an idea of just what it's like to be in the locker room on a daily basis with a team that is rolling like the Eagles are. Jason, have you ever been on a run like this, part of a team that was this dominant for this long?
Not that I can remember. I mean, obviously, we've had some decent teams where we've gone on runs before, but I think this is the most complete team that I've seen. I mean, our defense has been so successful. The offense has been, in all three phases, they've really taken turns dominating. Yeah, this has been the most dominant I've seen from us for a stretch of runs.
Why?
We have great players. We have great players and great coaches. I think that, I mean, that's a recipe for success anywhere, really. When you have coaches that are putting you in good situations, you know, making things fun, and then you also have players who are able to execute, that's a dangerous combination.
For the fans who don't get into the locker room, what's it like, just kind of the confidence level or the day-to-day camaraderie when you have a team that's like this 8-1, a team that isn't playing as well? Is there a considerable difference?
There's a considerable difference just in the feel of the building. I mean, obviously when you're losing games, you know, it's kind of a top-down, and this doesn't, I don't think, have to do with how close everybody is, but it has a tendency to kind of spread the locker room because then certain guys are getting blamed, the top is taken out on the coaches, and then it just goes to the coaches to the players, and it's kind of a trickle-down thing when you're not playing well, and that's just natural. But when you're playing well and you're having fun and you're playing the way we are right now, you know, everybody's, you know, feeling good about each other. Everybody's having trust in one another to get their job done. And it's just a great feeling.
And the O-line losing Jason, you haven't skipped a beat. Tell me why.
I don't know. I think we've had success, but I would be lying to you if I told you we didn't miss that guy right there. I mean, he's an incredible presence, an incredible player. And like I said, when we lost him, I don't think you're going to be able to replace him. But Big V is going out there and still putting us in a position to be successful. And, you know, I still wish that he was out there with us because with how much he's put in this organization, how well he's played historically for us, and the career he's had, he deserves to be a part of this just as much as anybody else.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
Safety Rodney McLeod, a big interception near return. Part of two takeaways on the day for the Eagles once again, who continue to take the football away. They overmatched Brock Osweiler in this one as expected. Osweiler just 19 of 38 with two interceptions, one touchdown. By the way, the Broncos just 19 carries and 35 yards. Let's go into the locker room. Safety Rodney McLeod. Rodney, can you put these 9 games into perspective? Have you ever been on a roll like this at any level of football you've played?
High school, we were a pretty good team. And, you know, you can see this here. We are a good team. And you just see it continue to build. We're continuing to, you know, get better. You know, nobody's complacent here. Always, you know, trying to get better. We always stay hungry. And we just lock in on the next week. We don't look ahead. We don't look behind us. We kind of just take it 1 week at a time. You know, this week, Denver was a good team. You know, they've been struggling, but they're a good team, great defense. And, you know, we just want to go out there and just prove what we're about. You know, we were able to do that and get the job done.
Did film study really get you acclimated with Brock Osweiler? Seemed like you kind of knew where he was throwing the football.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of took a look at him from his previous time in Denver and with Cleveland to kind of get an idea. Obviously, he hasn't been playing this season up to this date. So we want to just focus in, and we wanted to make him uncomfortable early. And I think we did that with our pressure up front. And like I said, man, our guys on the back end were able to be there for the opportunities that came our way. And D-line and DBs, we work hand-in-hand together.
How come Jalen Mills scores on his interceptions and you don't?
I don't even know. Maybe because guys that were blocking kind of tripped me up a little bit and got my way. Credit to that old lineman that grabbed my leg. But I tried to get in the end zone best I could, man. Best believe. There's going to be a lot more opportunities. But if you look on that play, man, you see everybody busting their butt trying to get me in the end zone. And that's what we're about, man. It just shows the character of our defense and the guys that we have.
It is pretty amazing to lose your middle linebacker, to lose Ron Darby, injuries in the secondary as well. Otherwise, the defense is still playing at a high level. You missed a game and a half. What's happening here?
Man, it's just everybody just being professionals and everybody preparing like a starter. It's always a next man up mentality. If you look on the offensive side today, Zach Ertz goes down, man, 2 days before the game. And now Trey Burton and Brent Celek are put in a situation where they need to perform. And they do that. They come out big with us. Celek looked like, you know, like he was year two. And, you know, I already know what Trey can do, man, when he gets his opportunity. And he showed that. But that's just the character, what we're about on this team.
How welcomed is the bye week?
It's going to be good. We can obviously enjoy this one, but rest up a little bit, but not too much, because we know we got to get ready for Dallas. You know, they've been looking good lately, and, you know, we want to get to what we want to get to. That's going to be a big game, and we got to dominate.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, I'm tight end Brent Celek, and you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Touchdown, Brent Celek!
And how about Wentz, who, after 9 games this season, 23 touchdown passes, just 5 interceptions. That's the fastest track of any quarterback in the history of the National Football League to reach 23 touchdown passes and 5 or fewer interceptions in the first 9 games of the season. Wentz is completing 61% of his passes, 23-5. His quarterback rating is 104. And after the game, all he could do is credit everyone around him.
Yeah, it was a great effort. The beautiful thing about what we did today is we were balanced, spread the ball around the way we did, both in the run game and in the throw game. You know, Zach went down. Obviously, we thought Hurts was going to be ready to play, and we didn't miss a beat. You know, we had Celek and Trey step up, make some big plays, and that's just how we're wired. That's how we're built. Next guy up, and shoot, and the O-line. I mean, hats off to them. It's that D-line, that front seven. I hear all about them, and that's a great defense. So our O-line really handled some business today, and it was a good team win. Yeah, no, we had a pretty good idea how we want to utilize him in the running game. Some of our simple stuff, and I mean, he's picked up on things pretty quickly. He's a smart kid, so it was sweet to get him on that long run, get him going early. You know, he's a talented back, so it was cool to be able to spread the ball to him, to LeGarrette, to Corey today, Wendell at the end. You know, I think just having those guys makes my life a lot easier. Yeah, I mean, it feels good. You know, it feels good, especially coming off a big win like this at home, you know, against a great defense offensively to put up what we did today. You know, we obviously feel like we have some momentum, and we're going to enjoy this. We're going to relax and kind of get away and then come back ready to go.
Finally, on this Instant Reaction podcast, here is head coach Doug Peterson talking about the Eagles after their 7th consecutive win heading into the bye week.
That is a good defense, and that's a good rushing defense, and they're that way for a reason. And, you know, I just think that when you hear that all week, you know, everybody's got a lot of pride. They want to do their jobs and do them right, and, you know, it's a good test for our offensive line. And they really stepped up to the occasion, and, gosh, they rose up and did a nice job today. It's got some explosion, you know, explosiveness, things we saw on film. Again, didn't want to give a big workload, but at the same time wanted to get him in the game and see what he could do, and did a nice job for us. Obviously had the long touchdown run there, I believe, in the second quarter, and did some really nice things for us. You know, we'll just keep increasing his workload as we go. He improves every single week, and you know, the guys around him really elevate their game. I think we talk about this quite a bit with great quarterbacks and good quarterbacks that make the other guys really want to play at a high level, and that's what you're doing. It's a team effort, obviously, offensively. Offensive line has to protect, but he's doing a great job. He knows where everybody's going to be, prepares so well each week, and it's fun to watch him when things are really clicking like that and to see the guys having fun doing that.
And that'll do it for this Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. Thanks to Brian Thomas and Tyler Lewis for putting this all together. And thanks to you for joining us each and every week. We'll be back after the bye week as we look ahead to the Dallas Cowboys prime time 2 Sundays from now in Arlington, Texas. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining us. Fly, Eagles, fly. Have yourselves a great Eagles day. Another convincing win for the first place, best in the NFL, 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Have a great Eagles night, everyone.
E-A-T!